This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the world's largest economies have unveiled an infrastructure plan for a developing world to compete with China's global initiatives. But there is no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden, has held talks at the summit site in England with French President Emmanuel Macron. And Macron told Biden that it was great to have a U.S. president part of the club and willing to cooperate. Relations between the allies have become strained during the 4 years of former U.S. President Donald Trump and his America First foreign policy. European Union negotiators say international talks on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital Saturday. A representative told the reporters in Vienna that the EU hopes to find ways to get very close to a final agreement in the coming days. Iran's seven presidential candidates have starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners on Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The race's sole moderate warned a hardline government would be bringing more sanctions from the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace a relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited.